You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Guys, don't worry about what's going on in the skies because I've been keeping an eye on it for everyone. I've been locked in. There was a story last week about a woman who got on a flight from Nashville to LA without a ticket. She got through security, got on the flight, got in LA. Law enforcement met her in LA and we're like, how did this happen? That's the only details I know, though. There's also a story yesterday that a couple planes traveling west to east, the jet stream was so fast, they were going over 800 miles an hour in the sky, just absolutely gunning it. Normally planes go like 500 miles an hour and people on the planes were like, whoa, that is really fast. There was also a flight diverted from San Francisco to Boston, got diverted to Denver because the wing was starting to come off. So those are three things happening in the skies that I've been keeping an eye on for all of you.
Oh, I would say to everyone on those flights, I wish I could have been on board with all of you so I could reassure everyone.
We're going
to
be good.
We're going to be fine. Yeah. It's going to be fine. And it turned out to be fine anyway, so thank God for that. But also, particularly the Jetstream one, I'd love to be in that situation. Oh. Just to be whooshing by, supersonic speeds.
I've been on a flight where I think it was going this fast.
How could you tell?
You can tell sometimes when you're like, we're going. I mean, first of all, you can look on the plane. They'll tell you how fast we're going. You can look on like the flight radar apps.
I've never checked that.
And they'll tell you your altitude, how fast you're going, your direction, everything that's going on. And I've been on flights where we're going really fast. And they're like, oh, we're actually like an hour early. So we're going to do some loop-de-loops. And I'm like, I knew it. We're going like 700 miles an hour. It's always going west to east because that's how the jet stream. Apparently the winds, I'm not a meteorologist at all, by the way, or someone that knows anything about flights other than like reading articles. But okay. The winds were like 250 miles an hour above the atmosphere over Washington, D.C. So this plane was just gunning it.
Nice.
Whenever I'm catching a snooze on a plane, that's what I put up. I want to see like the little plane.
Yeah.
So I can see like this is where it was when I went to sleep. And if I wake up, it's like, oh, we're here now.
No, it's the worst because you wake up you're like, we barely moved.
We're still here.
Still over Kansas. How is this possible? No. Give me, you know what I like? You know what would put me to sleep more than anything? Give me a movie that was recently in theaters but isn't yet out on streaming. So, or if I had to rent it, it was like $20 or whatever. So, I could watch this movie.
Anything but you.
Watch this movie on this flight. I've been meaning to watch this movie. I will always fall asleep. I hate it because I'm like, I can't watch. It's not like I go home and finish this. I got to watch this now.
I watched on mute with no headphones in the red eye flight back from Vegas. I was like, I'm going to sleep here. I'm really trying to sleep. But for some reason, like we had the TV thing. Mm-hmm. I was on JetBlue. I literally put on Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer. With no sound.
Oppenheimer's the Midwest version.
Yeah, I just watched it. I saw like 3 minutes of it because I slept.
Oppenheimer's the Midwest version where you made a huge mistake.
I accidentally made the bomb.
On the way to Vegas, I was sitting next to Lewis and I was watching something on my phone with my headphones on. And the thing is, Lewis was, I could feel him over my shoulder watching my show, but reading the captions on the show. So at no point where he's like, yo, can you give me one of the earbuds so we can share and at least watch?
I love sharing earbuds. No one ever wants to share earbuds with me.
So instead of asking me, yo, can I share these with you? He watched the entire show reading the captions. And then he like hit me like, what happened here? And I was like, oh, he went to jail.
What was the show? Oh,
I knew it.
What was the show?
I'm not going to say.
You spoiled it.
I've done that before. Once I was on a plane and I forgot my headphones, and the person in front of me was watching A Quiet Place. I was like, I don't really even need to hear this. I think I have a good idea of what's going on.
That's great. The perfect movie to watch on mute.
Yeah, it was amazing because I was like, oh, I can just sit and I know everything that's happening right now.
Amin, have you ever been on one of those express subway cars in New York where you're going really fast all the time? Or you're going really fast all of a sudden and you're like, this is too fast. This is how I feel like the people on the planes probably felt. You're just like kind of like flying along, and then all of a sudden you're like,
difference though. When you're on a train, you feel it hauling ass. Yes. When you're in the sky, you're just like, we're going.
Tell.
I don't know.
Trust me.
I can't tell. It feels once we take off, it feels the same all the way up until we land. And other than when we're banking and all that stuff like that. But like once we hit altitude,
we're cruising.
The worst thing was these people probably got where they were going like 2 hours early and still had to wait for a gate to open up.
Especially if it was LAX.
Oh.
They probably still got to the gate late because, we don't have anyone to man the gate. Oh, we don't have anyone to work the gate thing. I hate LAX. The worst after Chicago.
Miami's pretty bad.
Nope.
Miami, you have to walk a mile just to get to your gate.
Well, you know what? That's exercise.
Exactly right.
That's how we
That's what the
them.
Gym's for, not the Steps. Airport.
I like to combine.
Work gym, harder.
Airport, Jairport.
And smarter.
Jetport is where Jeremy flies out of.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.